And we've got Marion on the line, who is a friend of the program. G'day, Marion. How are you?
I'm really good. Hi, Annie. Hi, Anila. Hi, Tobias. How
Hi,
are you
today? Hi, Marion.
Good morning.
We're so excited to have you on.
Yeah, friend of the show. That's how you build on the ticket. And
Totally. You've got me in. You've reeled me in. With all that revolutionary optimism, you know, in a world of, you know, bullying and all these terrible things that we're hearing about. Yeah, your show really gives us a lift. And I particularly love that I'm able to speak with you after the representation from the Palestine rally in Sydney. And see, that's just such a special thing. We can't be at the Palestine rally in Sydney, and you bring it to us, you know, regularly. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I think it is too. And Vivian is a great hero of community radio, as far as I'm concerned.
As are you, Marion.
Yeah.
Because you've produced a lot of programs, but you also do a lot of stuff behind the scene. And actually, it's people like you that keep this radio station alive, and that's why it's important that we recognise you today as well.
Oh, thank you. So as that other guy said from the Palestine rally in Sydney, it's about money and people. So people, line your money up. So ring up the lovely producers there, and they'll take down your thing. Or for the shy people, there's a text line, or you can even go online.
You're doing our job for us, Marion.
Yeah, yeah. It's 3cr.org.au/donate. That's
yeah, if
what
I can
you
do.
Do
it, you can do it. If I can do it, all the listeners can do it. I know you're out there.
I have to say, one of my favourite things about 3CR is that it's unusual in this day and age to have a community space where you've got regular faces, regular people popping up, and you've got people just being together without really needing a reason to be in the same space with
each
other. And I think, Marion, that's one of my favourite contributions that you make to 3CR, is being a lovely, friendly face around the 3CR studios.
Thank you.
cannot be overstated the importance of having these community third spaces like 3CR that bring people together.
You're funny you should say that, because when I was doing training a couple of training episodes ago, some young people from university age students, people were doing training, and one of the young women said exactly what you just said. She said, oh, you know, like, I was wondering if it would be any good, but now that I'm here, I actually got to meet people.
It's real people doing things together. That's beautiful.
Yeah, we need it, don't we? Yeah.
What do you find valuable about 3CR, Marion? Why do you keep showing up?
I really love 3CR for what you do for me. So I like hanging out in the kitchen too. But also, you know, we've got unfunded grassroots campaigns. So I just wanted to run up this one, which you've given lots of interviews to, lots of time to, which is the campaign against waste incinerators. So in a climate emergency, some companies have decided that burning rubbish will make them some money.
Yeah, and they've rebadged it. What have they rebadged it as?
Waste to energy.
Yeah.
So magically, despite all the laws of chemistry and physics, the waste gets turned into energy. Not poison. Not carbon dioxide. So, so that's an unfunded, like, it's just us. It's just our energy. And you, being able to get on 3CR and talk it up together with the other leaders in that community campaign is really, really meaningful. It gives us, you know, that oomph to keep going. Another great one that I love hearing about is the campaign to save public housing.
Yep.
Because, again, you know, tearing down the towers. Yeah, so that's it. Those are the things that I really like about 3CR.
You know the thing about, there was a good news story regarding the incinerator rubbish. Fijians, the Australian, I suppose it was Cleanaway, wanted to set up a, was asking the Fijians to open it up and try, you know, do it there so that they could offload Australian rubbish to Fiji. And the Environment Minister in Fiji said, piss off, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, that's colonialism writ large. Yeah, so they've told them not to do it. And, yeah, so we've been able to get some meetings and hopefully, you know, try and build the campaign. So anyone listening, want to connect with No Northern Incinerator Alert or the statewide campaign, Victorian Anti-Incinerator Alliance. So we're trying to get a voice for Victoria about it. Thanks.
Thanks very much. And are you going to donate to Solidarity Breakfast?
Am I going to?
Donate to Solidarity Breakfast?
Of course I will. I'm pledging $100.
Oh! That's fantastic.
To Solidarity Breakfast. And hope you make your target. And everybody else should do the same.
Thanks very much.
Thanks Marianne.